With the ringing of the church bell, we welcome you to this hour of worship as it comes to you from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. On this Easter Sunday, our hymns are 466, 465, 525, 633, 521, and 547. Pastor Alan Mueller's sermon is entitled, Jesus' Blood Conquers, and taken from John 20. The radio broadcast this morning is being sponsored in memory of Lana Scott by her mother, Lois Giesecke. We thank her for sharing God's love of the Lord with our radio listeners and our church family. May this Easter broadcast touch many hearts with the love of our Father.
Alleluia! Christ is risen! He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And alleluia indeed. That is, praise be to God. Our alleluias are back this morning, and as well as with Easter flowers, for we do have a great news and great reason for celebration this morning. Jesus Christ is risen today. Our Lord has conquered the grave, and that he is victorious. We worship here together, we gather here together in his name with praise and thanksgiving, and may we do so now with our first hymn, number 466. The congregation, please stand as you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart, and we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has been thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power, your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. You have led your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them by your strength to your holy abode. You will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain, the place, O Lord, which you have made for your abode, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above, and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. This is the feast of victory for our God. Stop. us pray. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as we get to hear from God's Word. The Old Testament reading for this Easter Sunday comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 25. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow and aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle reading comes from Revelation chapter 7. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes? And from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the Alleluia verse. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Glory be to you, O Lord. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloth lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloth, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their own homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We confess the Christian faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Beloved in the Lord, it is a most beautiful day as the church gets to gather together in joy and in remembrance of the resurrection of our blessed Lord. For Jesus Christ is risen today. Hallelujah. The enemy has been thrown into the sea. Hallelujah. Satan's stronghold has been defeated and dismantled. Brick by brick, the fortresses of darkness have been usurped and overthrown by a mighty and a compassionate God. For he has burst forth from the tomb, conquering and to conquer. The blessed Lord has overcome death, and he has conquered the grave. He's defeated sin, death, and the devil. As those last words spoken from the cross, they were a shout of victory. "It is finished," he said. Those final words were uttered in a loud and commanding voice. They weren't mumbled. They weren't spoken as if coming from the lips of a defeated or a downcasted man. But it was rather a declaration. With a shout of victory, did he say, "It is finished." Those very words flowed forth loud and clear, and they came from a conquering and victorious warrior. For on the cross, again, Jesus conquered sin, death, and the devil for his church. And on Easter, then, is that truth made manifested for us. For it's in the resurrection that this truth is made apparent and is most evidently seen. Christ has conquered and he has triumphed. And the fact that he has indeed risen from the dead proves then that the Father has accepted his sacrifice. If Christ were still in the grave, our faith would be in vain, Paul says. If Christ's body were with us still, then surely we would be led to doubt. And in fact, to doubt would be mandatory. For if Christ had not raised from the dead, could his message be true? Could he be a God of life as he so taught? For if Jesus couldn't rise again, then how could I? If he couldn't overcome death's sting, then what would that mean for me and you? If Jesus is not raised from the dead, then we would be here at this moment, be worshiping a dead Lord. And without reason to rejoice. For if he had not raised from the dead, then our debt has not been fully paid. If he had remained in the grave, there would be no proof of the total, final, and the effectual atonement that he has made for us by his blood. But so it stands, dear friends, and attested to by hundreds of witnesses, all willing to give their lives for the truth, that Jesus is risen. The sacrifice was accepted. His substitutionary death on the cross for our sins and in our place has been accepted. His life was given as a ransom. He didn't die on his own accord, but in due time, he proves that death and the grave has no power over him. The perfect and sinless Son of God was not worthy to die, and yet he did so in your place. But so then he rose from the dead victorious. He is not death's captive. He spends 3 days in the tomb, proving that he was as dead could be. His executioners were not mistaken as blood and water gushed forth from his side. He was as cold as the very stones upon which he laid. And yet today, dear friends, he is alive, and he is alive forevermore. We rejoice that God has conquered. I love the Easter narrative that we read a moment ago. In our gospel reading, we were told how Mary came to the tomb that blessed morning. And in verse 1, it said that when she arrived, the stone had been taken away. The massive stone that was closing in the grave has been utterly removed. Death's house was once seemed firmly secured by the presence of that huge stone. And yet on Easter, the massive door wasn't merely opened, but it was rather altogether taken away. The door was unhinged, flung aside, and rolled away. Death's ancient prison is seen here at the resurrection of Christ without a door. And those who enter in the grave, therefore, through Christ, can never be locked in, for there is no door left. Just as our sins, then, death's door has been rolled away. The great stone that held us captive in death and sin and darkness and despair is now forever gone, rolled away as far as the east is from the west. And without a door, death in the grave is not a dungeon. The grave is no longer an entrance hall into an eternal abyss. But rather, with the door clear gone, the grave has become nothing less than a temporary resting place. For the saints in Christ, by faith in God's free gift, death rather becomes a withdrawing room. It's but a temporary resting place wherein saints can rest from their labors and from their struggles in life. For the Christian, a tomb is but a bed to sleep in as we await our own resurrection. For as surely as Christ rose, so too must all who are found in him. Through faith, through baptism, through grace, mercy, and power, through his living word, shall Christians also arise from slumber. On the last day, so too shall we rise. The tomb is then a porch as we wait to enter the new heavens and the new earth that are still to come. The stone which should keep us in the prison house of death has been rolled away, and no one then can bar the saint in the grave, for again, the door is clear gone. No one can barricade or trap a Christian's body into the tomb any longer than for God's appointed time. For he shall come breaking all of the tombs open and raising his people to new and eternal life. For Christ has conquered the grave. In Matthew's gospel, we are told that it was an angel sent from heaven who rolled the stone away. In causing earthquakes, does the angel take that stone away? And after saying that, we then get this strange little detail that the angel then sat upon it. It's a strange detail to include that an angel would then sit upon the stone. And yet, what a declaration that it was. Not so much with words, but with his actions, the angel sat there silently and gracefully. And through his actions, did he say far more than he could have said with his lips. For the angel of God sits there as if defying all the kingdoms of darkness. He sits there in silence, as if breathing bold accusations against the Jews, against the Roman armies and their spears. He breathes his defiance against death, the earth, and hell themselves. And as he sat there, it was as good as him trying to say, "Come, roll back the stone if you dare. Roll back the stone, you enemies of the risen one. All you powers who thought that you could prevail against the ever-living prince, the almighty and sovereign Lord, roll back the stone if you can or if you dare." Jesus' adversaries were careful all this time that his body shouldn't be stolen or taken away. They set up the seal, the stone, the guards, all proving their vigilance. And we can picture the forces of hell also watching over the tomb and wondering what all of this could mean. And yet, what more could they do? Can they imprison immortality in the tomb? Can they bind the Almighty in the chains of death? And can they shut the God of life into the realm of the dead? Now we see the angel coming, and on the third day, he comes with that earthquake. He touches the stone, rolls it away, sits upon it, defying the whole universe to roll the stone back again. And there we see Jesus. He awakens himself like a mighty man from his slumber. As John tells us, that the Lord then unwraps the napkin that was placed upon his head and lays it by itself. And then he takes the burial cloths also unwinding them as long strands. And he puts them by themselves as well. And we see here his thoughtfulness and his abundant leisure. The conqueror was in no haste to escape. The Lord wasn't about to flee from the tomb as if a felon who would burst out of prison. But like one whose time of deliverance from jail has come, he lawfully, leisurely, and powerfully leaves his cell. He has no need for haste. He doesn't require a plan to escape with speed, for the Mighty One has conquered. And he has utterly, fully, and completely overthrown sin, death, and the devil. For death has lost its sting. Though on Good Friday, the enemies rejoiced in jubilee. And though they celebrated and pronounced victory over him, as they shouted, "We have killed him. We have put him in the tomb. It is all over." But see then on Easter, when all of their work is undone, the risen Lord has conquered, and he conquers fighting for you. He didn't destroy death for his own sake, but rather he fought, reeled, and battled for you, his beloved, below. He attacked hell's stronghold for you. For you are in Christ, and you are victorious in him. Death's sting is gone all the same for the believer. As our Revelation reading foretells, it is because of what Christ has done, John then sees a great multitude standing before the throne of God that no one can number. Because of Christ's conquering work, dear friends, John sees you and me before the throne of God on the last day, with palm branches of victory and celebration, and crying out with celebrations and in a mighty song praising him, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb who sits on the throne." And accompanied by angels of choirs saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen," they cry. The blood of the Lamb, that is the blood of Christ, conquers all the demands and power of the law of death. And he's alive today, still working his mighty work. "For see where they laid him," the angel says. "He is not here. He is risen. He is not dead. His power isn't lying there paralyzed in the tomb. He lives and he's alive, leading the saints onwards towards eternity." And I love here in Luke how the angels bid Mary, saying, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here." It's madmen who live amongst tombs. And Christ is not dead, nor is he mad, but rather he is alive, and he's leading a caravan of believers onward, not to tombs or to the grave, but to eternal life and to paradise. It's the mighty conqueror who leads this charge. And so this is our reason for rejoicing this morning. There is no need for grief or worry. There is no need for doubt or fear. Do not fear the tomb if you see that your time is falling upon you. Or do not grieve when the time of beloved ones are falling upon them. For death's door has been removed for you, and the grave is but a resting place and a room to withdraw. For Christ shall rise you up to inherit the heavenly abode. Also, there is no need to fear uncertainties or difficulties ahead. The head of the Christ is a living Savior, and so there is no need to doubt the circumstances that are before you. The living Lord is the master of providence. It's said that the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, and Prince of Peace. Through providence, the Lord shall bring you from this fleeting moment on earth, in which you are here today and gone tomorrow, and he will bring you into eternity. When death shall then be but a forgotten memory, and when all your worries and cares in this life will finally be realized as if they've all been like vapors in the wind. The living Lord is the cure of all fears. He is alive and girded with omnipotence, and he leads you like a good shepherd who leads his sheep. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords who leads you on and interposing for your protection. If he were dead, you could fear. But as he's alive and alive forevermore, you may rest secured. Fear not, he says, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. When you pass through the rivers, I shall be with you. The floods shall not overpower you. When you go through the fire, you shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you. I am God. I do not change. Therefore, my children, you shall not be consumed. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Would you please stand and join me in a word of prayer? Risen Lord, you have conquered death and the grave for us. And in your great might, you have broken the chains of darkness. And you have done all of this solely on our behalf. And it was your great and sacrificial love that led you to conquer death's door for us. And it was your power and might by which you broke down the prison house of death for your saints. And you lead your saints free onwards towards eternity. We ask that you would give us hearts to thank and praise you for all that you have done for us. Give us the faith to cling to your promises. And give us the assurance that in you and by your blood, we may stand before you on judgment day as we plead nothing but the blood of Christ who died for us. Keep us firm and strengthened in this truth until you call us home. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And gracious Lord, we recognize and worship you this morning, knowing that we could not have saved ourselves. In our weakness, we were altogether unable to bring our salvation. Having sinned, death was our portion. But you came to our world, born of human flesh, to carry our sins and to die the death that we deserved. As you overcame death and the powers of evil that Easter Sunday, we pray that you would so lead us in praises of thanksgiving. Put within us a spirit of joy that snuffs out fear, and grant us hope and peace that overcomes all sorrows and pains, and lead us always to be meditating and reflecting on your great power and love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And God of life, lead your people to carry the saving message to all nations. Lead your people in joy and faithful obedience, that we would bring your gospel to our families, friends, and neighbors. Open up for us doors of opportunities through which we can share our faith and the hope that we have with others. We further ask that you would use Emmanuel Lutheran Church, all your servants and children who you have called here, and use all congregations in our communities and throughout the world to be faithful messengers of you. Use us as tools and instruments to bring more people into the saving arc of your church. We ask that you will continue to lead people to support this ministry through their time, their prayers, and resources. And we thank you also for those at KMMO who make our radio ministry possible as well. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And mighty God, we lift before you all who are hurting and suffering in this life. We ask you to continue to look after the people and nations of this world, that all people may live out their days in strength and well-being. And we also pray especially this morning for those who are grieving the loss of their loved one, Betty Dotson, the mother of Ray. We lift before you Ray, Darlene, and Kathy, Tom, Connie, and Faye, asking that you would give them your peace during this difficult time. Comfort them with your Easter truth and the Easter message that as she's been one who's been called into your holy family, that Betty shall rise again to new life. Give the family a living and certain hope that they will see Betty again, as we will stand with her before your heavenly throne. In the meantime, grant them peace, be in their midst as they comfort and console one another at this time. And loving Lord, look after all of your saints, all who are hurting in mind, body, and soul, all who are worried, afraid, or stressed. We ask that you would be with them, assuring them that you are a living Lord, and you reign supreme over all circumstances. Give them peace that you will be, that your will in this short life is being done perfectly and completely, and you are bringing us to a glorious end to life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For these and for all our needs of body and soul, we ask of you, gracious Lord, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our service continues in the bulletin with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. And most especially, we are bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he broke it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sin. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Would you please stand? May this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith, and depart with his peace and with his joy. Amen. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. Amen. You may be seated for our departing hymn.